Part 2. You will hear an interview with a scientist called Dr. Eric Chapman, who has been exploring the Greater Mekong region in Asia. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. Now you have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
As mankind begins to look towards space as the place to explore, it may seem surprising to discover that there are still areas of our planet that retain their secrets. And yet the Greater Mekong, which extends into 6 Asian countries, is still revealing information to scientists who started studying it over a decade ago. Here to tell us more is Dr. Eric Chapman, who is the director of the Greater Mekong Project. Welcome to the studio, Dr. Chapman.
It's good to be here.
At last we've got some good news about wildlife, and it comes from the Greater Mekong region.
Yes, indeed. Over the past decade, we've found 1,000 previously unknown species at a rate of about 2 a week. This might make it sound as if we've made greater progress in the region, but we still know relatively little about the ecology of the Greater Mekong.
What sort of species have been discovered?
Mammals, insects, reptiles, birds, and of course, plants.
Have there been any amazing finds?
Definitely. Take the striped rabbits we've discovered. They have black and brown fur, and they're only the second species of striped rabbit to be identified. The other lives in Sumatra, and they both share a common ancestor that lived several million years ago. And there's a millipede that can only be described as remarkable. It's a very distant cousin of those long, thin creatures with so many legs that you can see crawling round your garden now and again. This one, though, is a hot pink spiny dragon millipede. It was found in Thailand and defends itself from any animal that might consider it a nice, tasty meal with a poison which would make it a fatal food item.
Am I right in thinking that its bright pink colour shows other animals that it is dangerous to eat?
Yes, you are. The colour basically acts as a warning, which says, "Don't eat me."
What about spiders? I suppose they're pretty big in the jungle.
Indeed, they are. A total of 88 new species of spider have been found. Of these, the largest is a huntsman spider that measures about 30 centimetres across. It lives in caves in Laos and is a truly impressive creature, quite unlike any spider you're likely to come across outside a zoo in this country.
Oh, thank goodness for that. I'm sure arachnophobics will share that sentiment. Now, why has it taken so long for scientists to explore this region?
First of all, the Greater Mekong is an enormous area. It comprises 232,000 square miles of wetlands and rainforest along 2,800 miles of the Mekong River in Cambodia, Laos, Burma, Thailand, Vietnam, and the Yunnan province in China. As you know, such regions are difficult to explore due to the nature of the terrain. But there are added problems in the Greater Mekong. International scientists have had to stay away because of internal problems. There is also the fact that this is a very remote area where hardly any humans dare to go.
Have you and your colleagues been satisfied with what the project has achieved so far?
Yes, and I'd say that we're all still as enthusiastic about the project as we were when it first began. This is the first time the biodiversity of the region has been documented, so we are pioneers. But despite the progress we've made, the job is far from over. The next step is definitely one of conservation. The Greater Mekong is an ecological gold mine and must be protected at all costs.
Is this going to be easy? The locals depend on some of the animals there for food, don't they?
Yes, they regard some mammals as delicacies. One of the species discovered, the Laotian rock rat, was thought to be extinct. Then, in 2005, one was seen in a food market. Scientists questioned the seller and found out that this rat still existed. Efforts can now be made to discourage locals from eating the rodent, in the same way others have been encouraged to keep animals alive and get money from eco-tourists to make a living.
You haven't specifically mentioned snakes, and yet I would think biomes like the one in the Greater Mekong would be teeming with them.
That's correct, but strangely enough, one of our most interesting discoveries, the Siamese Peninsula pit viper, was first seen in a restaurant in Thailand, and not, as you might expect, slithering through dense jungle.
I assume that it wasn't on the menu.
No, it wasn't. It was up in the rafters hunting for rats or mice.
Well, good luck with the project.
Thank you.
Now you'll hear part two again.
As mankind begins to look towards space as the place to explore, it may seem surprising to discover that there are still areas of our planet that retain their secrets. And yet the Greater Mekong, which extends into six Asian countries, is still revealing information to scientists who started studying it over a decade ago. Here to tell us more is Dr. Eric Chapman, who is the director of the Greater Mekong Project. Welcome to the studio, Dr. Chapman.
It's good to be here.
At last we've got some good news about wildlife, and it comes from the Greater Mekong region.
Yes, indeed. Over the past decade, we've found 1,000 previously unknown species at a rate of about 2 a week. This might make it sound as if we've made greater progress in the region, but we still know relatively little about the ecology of the Greater Mekong.
What sort of species have been discovered?
Mammals, insects, reptiles, birds, and of course, plants.
Have there been any amazing finds?
Definitely. Take the striped rabbits we've discovered. They have black and brown fur, and they're only the second species of striped rabbit to be identified. The other lives in Sumatra, and they both share a common ancestor that lived several million years ago. And there's a millipede that can only be described as remarkable. It's a very distant cousin of those long, thin creatures with so many legs that you can see crawling round your garden now and again. This one, though, is a hot pink spiny dragon millipede. It was found in Thailand and defends itself from any animal that might consider it a nice, tasty meal with a poison which would make it a fatal food item.
Am I right in thinking that its bright pink colour shows other animals that it is dangerous to eat?
Yes, you are. The colour basically acts as a warning, which says, "Don't eat me."
What about spiders? I suppose they're pretty big in the jungle.
Indeed, they are. A total of 88 new species of spider have been found. Of these, the largest is a huntsman spider that measures about 30 centimetres across. It lives in caves in Laos and is a truly impressive creature, quite unlike any spider you're likely to come across outside a zoo in this country.
Oh, thank goodness for that. I'm sure arachnophobics will share that sentiment. Now, why has it taken so long for scientists to explore this region?
First of all, the Greater Mekong is an enormous area. It comprises 232,000 square miles of wetlands and rainforest along 2,800 miles of the Mekong River in Cambodia, Laos, Burma, Thailand, Vietnam, and the Yunnan province in China. As you know, such regions are difficult to explore due to the nature of the terrain, but there are added problems in the Greater Mekong. International scientists have had to stay away because of internal problems. There is also the fact that this is a very remote area where hardly any humans dare to go.
Have you and your colleagues been satisfied with what the project has achieved so far?
Yes, and I'd say that we're all still as enthusiastic about the project as we were when it first began. This is the first time the biodiversity of the region has been documented, so we are pioneers. But despite the progress we've made, the job is far from over. The next step is definitely one of conservation. The Greater Mekong is an ecological gold mine and must be protected at all costs.
Is this going to be easy? The locals depend on some of the animals there for food, don't they?
Yes, they regard some mammals as delicacies. One of the species discovered, the Laotian rock rat, was thought to be extinct. Then, in 2005, one was seen in a food market. Scientists questioned the seller and found out that this rat still existed. Efforts can now be made to discourage locals from eating the rodent, in the same way others have been encouraged to keep animals alive and get money from eco-tourists to make a living.
You haven't specifically mentioned snakes. And yet I would think biomes like the one in the Greater Mekong would be teeming with them.
That's correct, but strangely enough, one of our most interesting discoveries, the Siamese Peninsula pit viper, was first seen in a restaurant in Thailand, and not, as you might expect, slithering through dense jungle.
I assume that it wasn't on the menu.
No, it wasn't. It was up in the rafters hunting for rats or mice.
Well, good luck with the project.
Thank you.
That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.